Well, what role has the chamber taken in supporting this change?
We are very supportive of these new standards because we want the workforce of Kentucky to be competitive internationally. There are companies in this state, many companies, more than you would think, that have to compete every day with someone in China or India trying to do the same type of product or service. And so the competition for business activity is very, very stiff. We've got to have a trained workforce, and we can't afford to have, you know, a fourth to a third of our kids dropping out of high school. That's just not the workforce that Kentucky's going to need to be competitive. And we can't afford to send half of our high school graduates to college only to find out that they're not ready for college and they have to go through remediation. So these new standards, they're meant to bring all of this into alignment. Kentucky is the first state. You know, 47 states in this country have agreed together to create and operate under the same standards. And this wasn't passed down by Congress. It was created by the chief state school officers like Dr. Terry Holliday here in Kentucky.
Is there any way that you're able to correlate success in the schools, whether it's the college and career readiness is what this assessed, which is 47.2%, which is a bit lower. But is there a way that the chamber as an organization can assess success in the school system and success moving into a career, whether it's post-college or post-high school?
Well, as these scores have come out, and let's say a high school has a score of 63%, that's on a scale of 1 to 100, that means that 63% of the students in that school are ready, or that they're on track to be ready for college and career when they graduate high school. In the past, you had various designations. It was on a scale of 140 points and all that, and it was a little foggy as to what that meant. Now we know precisely that at that school you have a certain percentage of students ready now, or excuse me, on track to be ready when they graduate for college and career.
If we look at scores in far western Kentucky, Fulton County schools perform the worst on these new standards. They also happen to have the highest unemployment rate in the Commonwealth and have had for quite some time, now with the loss of Ferrymore Seed Company there. Is there a correlation between unemployment rates and success within the school system?
Yes, generally there's a correlation between economic success of a community and the educational attainment level of that community. So if you come to a university community like Murray or Lexington or Moorhead, you're going to find more adults with college degrees, with advanced degrees, some with doctorates, of course. Their kids are growing up in a certain climate, and that makes them, generally speaking, more prepared to do well in school. A lot of it's social and cultural. A lot of it's family. And so you're going to see a discrepancy between poor counties and relatively affluent counties. You're going to see a discrepancy between inner city and suburban schools. We're going to have to work through all that, and I hope this won't lead to folks throwing stones and say, well, that's a terrible school district. We ought to close it down or something like that. We've got to make progress at every level because every student in Kentucky deserves a decent education.
What do you think? Do you think it's more important to build a workforce through your local schools, or is it just as important to build a workforce and then hope that the school system follows?
I guess it's chicken or egg. Chicken and egg.
Yeah.
If a workforce is going to be competitive, and there's a company right here in Murray that I toured a couple of years ago, and they're internationally, they have to be internationally competitive. And I met some employees there who had all graduated from Murray State, mostly in engineering technology. Their job was to try to make that plant more competitive so that the next time that company got the opportunity to bid on a project, that their costs were competitive with China, competitive with the Czech Republic, and that company could live to fight another day if they earned another project. And sure enough, that company is doing well here in Murray. But it just made the point to me that education and whether or not a student is ready from middle school math to go on to high school math, ready to go on to Murray State and into engineering tech, and then get out in the world of work and help save hundreds of jobs at a company in western Kentucky, it's all connected. And so we've got to stay the course. A lot of parents, teachers, students will be disappointed in these scores that have just come out. And they'll say, oh, wow, that doesn't make us look good. Well, we've got to get over that and say, hey, we're making progress, and Kentucky is making progress in education. We have got to stay the course, put our shoulder to the wheel, and for the next generation try to make as much progress in Kentucky as we've made this last generation since CARA was passed in 1990.
Have you been able to look at some of the specifics? Can you kind of target in certain areas, in certain content areas, where Kentucky could use the most amount of growth?
The scores just came out publicly on Friday, and so I have not had the opportunity to look at the specific data and all. I've seen some school districts. I noticed one school district was at the 51. Their index score was 51, and that put them at the 8th percentile, which is very low. Another school district close by had a score of 63, which put them at the 89th percentile. So, in other words, between 51 and 63, I'd say most schools in Kentucky are going to be in that range, but we've got to get that up. We eventually want 100% of our students on track to be college and career ready.
Is there a type of business education platform maybe that the chamber has explored, or is there a collaboration there apart from being supportive of the education system?
There is some, and business people have been at the table as these standards are being developed across the country. Again, Kentucky is the first state to adopt the standards, but 46 other ones have also now moved and have them in schools this year. So a year from now, you'll have 47 or close to 47 states reporting, like Kentucky is reporting this week. More than a year ago, our Kentucky chamber went to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and asked for support. And we got about $500,000 grant to partner with the Pritchard Committee on Academic Excellence, which is headquartered here in Kentucky, of course. And we have been going around the state. Dr. Terry Holliday, the Commissioner of Education, and I, we've probably done 15 joint presentations to Rotary Clubs, Chambers of Commerce. We've been meeting with newspapers, radio, talking about these new standards and saying over the last year, get ready, this isn't going to look that great, but we've got to stay the course.
I don't mean this in a negative way, but it's almost like it's a kind of a damage control campaign because the results were not as high as folks would want them to be, but the testing is different, and maybe the teaching methods for these new content areas haven't been honed in.
That's right. It's a public awareness campaign to say, here's what's coming, here's how these scores are going to be different, because here's how these standards are different from the old CATS test that everybody took. And it's also, I'll admit, a bit of a political motive, in the sense that if parents, teachers, schools, students all revolt and say, oh, this doesn't make us look good, let's go to Frankfurt and beat up on our legislators and get them to back off of these new standards so it'll make us look better, we don't want that to happen. So we've put together a network of over 65 CEOs in this state who will lend their name to a campaign to say, hey, let's stay with this, give it some time, put our shoulder to the wheel and make this thing work.
And it almost took, 20 years between CARA and Senate Bill 1 for there to be another revision?
That's right. This is kind of the reform of the reform.
Yeah, so it takes a while to get there.
The good news about CARA, and I know it was controversial, the test, had to be reworked and all that, and this is going back, 22 years now when it was passed. But back then, Kentucky was in the basement in terms of educational scores. The slogan back then was, we're 49th and we're not going to take it anymore. Well, now, by that same measurement, we're up about 32nd. And so in one generation in Kentucky, we have come out of the basement. We've moved up to the middle of the pack. Is it where we want to be? No. But only North Carolina and Kentucky, those two states out of all 50 states, they're the only ones that have made that kind of a leap in the last generation in terms of what their kids are scoring on their test.
Dave Adkisson, the president and CEO of the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, thanks very much for your time.
Glad to be here.